Ladies and gentlemen, we have our first team approaching the finish line here.
Color was just coming into the sky above the river as Matt Scott pulled in to a hero's welcome. The 40-year-old has run the bogus 150 before, but never won.
I'm not really sure it's real at the moment. I didn't expect to win, to be honest with you.
Scott, before the race began, said this would be his last time competing in the bogus 150, at least for the foreseeable future. This winter, poor weather made training particularly difficult, but with the recent cold and snow, there were ideal trail conditions by race time.
I've been mushing here for only 7 years, and it's been pretty rough going up until this point. This is probably the nicest whole day of mushing I've had ever.
Scott was conservative in the first part of the race, holding back to save his team's strength for the second half. That strategy worked. Leaving Tulik-Sack for Bethel behind two other teams, he managed to speed into the lead. Three of his leaders are from Pete Kaiser's bloodlines, and all nine of the dogs crossing the finish line were females. Just seven mushers entered the Bogus Creek 150, which led organizers to increase the payout to each competitor by around $3,000. For winning, Scott takes home a prize of nearly $12,000, but says he didn't let himself think about that while he was on the trail.
Actually, the whole race in the back of my mind was, even if I get last place, I still get like almost $7,000, so.
Just 6 minutes later, 63-year-old Ron Kaiser, father of local Iditarod champion Pete, pulled in with nine dogs and frosty white eyebrows.
It was an excellent trail. Beautiful night. It's just what we hope to have every year, but we only get once every 10 years maybe, if we're lucky. So, no, it was awesome.
Late in the race, Ron Kaiser leapfrogged ahead a few places, using a ski pole to help out his team, beginning around Akiak and continuing all the way to Bethel. Kaiser was running his son's champion leader, Palmer, for the first part of the race, but Palmer got distracted around the halfway point.
As soon as we got to Bogus, he slipped his little snap on his lead tug, and we didn't even know it, and all of a sudden he was gone. So they went out on the river and found him.
Less than a minute behind Kaiser was last year's winner, 16-year-old Jason Pavila from Quithluk. Carrying a heavy dog in his sled basket, he'd been kicking frantically for 10 miles to try and close the gap as he sped toward the finish line, finally collapsing over his handlebar.
I can't feel my legs.
As Pavila caught his breath, he said it had been a tightly bunched four-way race up until the very last stretch.
And then Matt passed like lightning and went really far. Ron came blazing in really fast. I didn't even know he was coming until my dad was like, "Ron's coming! Kick harder!"
Jason Pavila's father, Lewis, has won the same race four separate times and was on hand to welcome his son. Fourth place was Father Alexander Larson, followed by John George, Ryan Jackson, and Maurice Andrews. In Bethel, I'm Zachariah Hughes.